With Mother Nature being fairly immature throughout this week, we've had some cancellations and postponements, which include the Hastings Raiders baseball team. Their Wednesday game at Simley was now moved to Thursday, meaning back-to-back games for Hastings, on the road at Simley Thursday, and back home against Tartan on Friday, both games live on KDWA. Head coach Ryan Stoffel of the Raiders loved the way his team played in their 2-0 shutout victory in the home opener against South St. Paul on Monday. The Raiders also beat another left-handed pitcher.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not kidding on the lefties. I joke with the staff. It's like, Jesus, it must be some inside joke in the Metro East Conference that we're not part of that, hey, throw lefties against Hastings, because there's our fourth one in four games. And last Friday, two years, I think they threw three or four of them against us, and they had two more in the bullpen awaiting. So we have been definitely well-versed in the left-handed pitching category.
However, the Raiders' right-handed pitcher was much better. Coach Stoffel on righty Matt Sherry's wonderful pitching performance, going six innings with no runs and six strikeouts.
Yeah, absolutely. It was excellent. That's what we were expecting out of Matty going into the year. So it was nice to see him kind of rebound from his first start, kind of pound the zone, limit the pitch counts to more of a pitcher-friendly pitch count, and he was locating his pitches excellent. Him and Johnny Taglin seemed to be on the same page all day. Johnny called a pretty good game for him, and Matty trusted him and trusted his stuff. Absolutely proud of what Matt was able to come back from. And six solid innings, you can't ask for much more from a high school pitcher, especially in April. So yeah, absolutely, hopefully it keeps building from there.
It was also awesome to see third baseman Evan Nelson come out of the bullpen in the seventh to throw three straight strikeouts to seal the deal.
You're exactly right, Chuck. Nelly, you know, the last, you know, week or two, he'd come up to me and say, hey, you know, I'm available, coach. And, you know, we had him throw bullpens early on. We know that his value at third base is huge for us. We didn't tend to want to go to him quite a bit, you know, early yet. But, yeah, Monday he got that opportunity. And what I loved about it, I was telling the staff as he was, you know, slowly striking one guy out after another, was that he just had that closer-type mentality look to him, right? You know, I don't know what it looked like from up in the press box. But, you know, he kind of reached out. He had that Craig Kimbrough look for, give me the ball. He got back on the rubber, and here it comes, right? So as a coach, when you have a guy that has that type of mentality, that type of look to him, that type of compete level, that's definitely the guy you want in the later half of the game, you know, to go close it out. So I think we found something extremely special in Nelly there. We'll look to use that, especially in big games coming up as well.
At the plate against South St. Paul, it was all about clutch hitting. The Raiders got a huge solo home run from Alex Hendrickson early, and a big RBI single from a struggling Jack Selesky at the plate late.
You know, Jack came up to me after the game, or maybe it was right after that inning when he ended, and he said, oh man, if I didn't get a hit there, I don't know what I was doing. He struck out, you know, the previous at-bats, but he battled in that at-bat. I mean, he really dug down deep. I mean, he was following off some pitches that, you know, were ball four, but you just don't know that sometimes, right? So you just do your best to be defensive as possible and as aggressive as possible. And he was able to hang in there. And finally, he found himself a little Texas leaguer that scored Nelly from second and added an insurance run, which in high school baseball, you'll take as many insurance runs as you can, right? So that was huge there. Still trying to clean up the strikeout column a little bit. You know, ourselves in a 6, 7, 8 category as far as strikeouts go per game. So Coach Recca had the guys in individually yesterday working on just trying to help them out and work with their swing. So, you know, it's early. We'll get there. We know what kind of offensive lineup we can have once these guys all start putting consistent bats together, you know, at bat after at bat.